Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. What's up, everybody? How's it going? Welcome to episode 5 of the Real Estate U University Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about generating motivated sellers all from Facebook ads. I'm going to talk about generating motivated sellers in no inventory markets. So this is going to be an interesting podcast episode because we are going to give you some golden nuggets, some actionable steps that you can take to generate a mass amount of sellers. Now we've successfully launched this campaign. We call this, please don't take any, this is just for our purposes. We call this the fish in a barrel campaign because it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel, and we don't mean to be derogatory in any way. It's just an identifier for us. But we are able to target motivated sellers based on where they live, based on what value the home is, based on how long they've lived in their house, based on a few factors. And what's really powerful, and it's something we actually got requests for quotes from major article or major magazine companies wanting to know what is the craziest way that buyers might be searching for houses, or buyers might be looking for houses. And you guys have no idea how much Facebook is leveraged and can be leveraged to generate those buyer leads. But the problem, and it has been for a large part of this year, is inventory. Where am I going to get the inventory to sell these people the home that we know that they want to buy? So this is where you get to leverage some story. Now, I'm going to introduce this as a little thing we call social media, right? This platform that we all love and all use called Facebook. When you share the story of your buyer and you combine that with targeted Facebook advertising, something really magical happens. So I want you, if you're watching this podcast, if you're driving down the road, please obviously don't stop, but I want you to pin this because I do want you to listen to this podcast again when you've got something to write with. But I'm going to give you a little bit of step-by-step action plan you can put in place right now to generate motivated seller leads in a no inventory market. So step one, you've got to have a buyer. Okay, you need a buyer in your local marketplace that can't find a house, or you've been searching, whatever. You don't want to tell a lie in this situation. You actually want to have a buyer or a prospect that you can sell, right? You can sell a home to. But you want to leverage that story. You want to leverage the story of that buyer. So we've had like 100 people use this, but we've had some interesting ways that people have done this. Some have gone as far as helping the homeowners record their own story, pull out an iPhone. Hey, you buyer, tell us your situation. Some people have had some amazing stories with kids that had special needs. Some people have done, I don't know if you guys have seen the postcard strategy, not really the postcard, but people will do Facebook videos where they're kind of timid or afraid to speak, so they'll write out their whole story on those cards and they'll swap them out. Some people have done some things like that. They'll tell the story. And what's really cool about Facebook ads is you can target the exact location that your buyers want to relocate to. So this is pretty powerful stuff. So I'm in an area, it's known as Rogers, Arkansas. And so let's just use my local town, for instance. I know that there are some key areas that people typically go out and search for. So let's say I've got some homeowners, some home buyers there. They're motivated. They want to get into this certain school district, and they want to live in this certain neighborhood. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a video or have the buyers create a video themselves. Just tell the story. Hey, we're so-and-so. We're the Wises. We're looking to relocate to the Cross Creek area, which is a subdivision locally, because we want to be in the what's that school district? We want our kids to go to the Janie Darr Elementary School, and we're looking for a home that's priced. We're pre-approved. We're looking for a home that's priced around $300,000 to $350,000. We need about 3,200 square feet. Blah blah blah. So you've got this buyer. Either you're telling the story and talking about some of the very specific things that they want out of a situation, out of a home, out of an area, out of a community, and you're leveraging that in video. So you've got the story. Check that off your list if you kind of got that stuff written down. Great. You got a story that you can work with. Now, again, like I said, you want to record a video or you want to let them record a video kind of telling that story. Now, the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to write a little Facebook post. So this is really simple stuff. We're going to write a Facebook post. It says, attention, whatever subdivision, whatever community, whatever area that it is that you'd like to target. So for us, it would be, you know, like attention Cross Creek homeowners or something like that. Cross Creek is a very large up-and-coming subdivision locally, and they would kind of call that out. Attention Cross Creek homeowners, are you thinking about selling your home? And then you kind of go into the story a little bit. I have a family, and this is their story. They want this, 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 that. Now, you kind of give a little bit of a call to action. Look, we can sell your home right now for far above market value based on what's happening in the local marketplace. I have buyers pre-approved, ready. Here's their story. Let's go. Simply comment below if you want to sell your property or if you know somebody that wants to sell their property. And this is what's really cool. You'll have a firestorm that will go off. People will start tagging people left and right. You start talking about getting more money than they purchased for their home. You get people commenting. It's great. And a lot of your leads, and I call these leads because there are insane amounts of opportunity inside Facebook when it comes to communication. They'll start commenting, tag. You want to start friend requesting these people, right? You want to start engaging with these people, connect with them, send them a friend request, send them a message. You can send audio messages in Facebook Messenger. You can send videos in Facebook Messenger. Guys, you have like four different ways that you can communicate with these people. Start touching them. These are leads. These are opportunities that you get to reach people and impact people. So you've recorded your video, you got your buyer story, you recorded your video, and you put a post out on Facebook. Now, here's where it gets even more insane, is that what you can do is you can go into your Facebook Ads Manager, and you can literally target the exact demographic of people you're calling out in your post. Now, this is powerful. You know, marketing is messaging. When you guys hear something, or you fall in love with the product, or you got something that takes place where you kind of decide to move forward in that process, typically it's because the marketing spoke to you. There was something that was said in an advertisement, in a TV commercial, in a radio slot, whatever it was, that grabbed you, right? And the same thing is going to happen when you are directly communicating to this prospect through Facebook advertising, through social advertising. So you want to go in your ads manager and you want to promote this post that you've kind of put out there for engagement or brand awareness. Those are the two best objectives and for this specific situation. And when that's done, right, you want to go in and set your ad targets. Now, this is what's really important. This is what makes this such a winner, is that you can target based on an address. You can literally target the address in the subdivision within a 1 mile, 2 mile radius. They're hitting everybody in that subdivision, in that community. You can target based on demographics. Literally just type in the word in the interest section, residential, and it's going to pull up the key demographics. People that have lived in their home 4 years, people that live in their home 6+ years. It's going to give you all that information. Then type in home value, or you can type in residential again, and it's going to pull up the home values that you can target, the people that you can market to. This is very specific data. So all we're doing here is we're taking and leveraging a buyer's story with a targeted Facebook ad and creating a firestorm inside of social media where you have people that are engaging with you like crazy. And if you will reach out to these people, if you'll communicate with these people, you will generate motivated sellers in no inventory markets. Now that's a little extreme, right? You don't have to be in a no inventory market to generate seller leads like this. You can do this in any market, but I want to prove a point here is that in virtually any market at any given time, if you leverage the right story and target it to the right people, you will have motivated sellers ringing you up like crazy. I've seen the commission checks in California, in Tennessee, in Georgia. I got a guy in Georgia who's made $70,000 in 3 months from this strategy. You can put this in Louisiana. It does not matter where you live, what the situation, what the time of season is, what the market's doing, and how much inventory. You can generate motivated seller leads in any market, any situation, at any time by getting really simple, creating direct marketing messaging to the right audience and growing your business, growing your commission checks. It's an amazing strategy. I encourage you to use it. And I encourage you, if you can, in the links below, I would encourage you to sign up and attend and watch one of the webinars we put together where we're actually showing you how to do this, showing you how it works, showing you the Facebook ad targeting, whatever it is you need, whatever it is that you want to accomplish, especially when it comes to motivated sellers. I want to show you live and in person how that's done. If you didn't get enough out of this podcast, you want more, look below, click on the links attached and make sure that you check this out. I hope you guys enjoyed the golden nuggets in episode 5 of the Real Estate University podcast. Make sure you rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. We would appreciate it so much. I look forward to talking to you guys in the next episode. Thanks.